This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Over the past 2 weeks, an Ann Arbor musician and a team of dedicated volunteers completed a charitable 240-mile trike ride, a swim across the Straits of Mackinac with a 50-foot barge in tow, and a performance at the Grand Hotel. Ride, swim, play, give. Boogie Woogie piano legend Mr. B, Mark Braun, and a Joybox Express team of dozens have now completed the Sprint for Flint in a fundraising effort to benefit the Youth Quest program in his hometown of Flint. Mr. B and his band put on a performance at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island on Saturday as part of the annual Labor Day Jazz Weekend, made the leisurely drive home Sunday, and early on this Labor Day morning, found his way to WEMU Studios for some reflection on the Sprint for Flint. And Mark, Mr. B, good morning. How you feeling?
I feel great. I'm tired.
I can only imagine. I want to take an opportunity to look back at exactly what this really was. So on August 25th, a Friday morning, you play the piano for a little while, you hop on a trike with a couple of your good buddies, and you begin a 240-mile trek. Now, this is a bike that weighs, with you guys on it, probably close to 1,000 pounds.
That's right.
And you rode it 240 miles to Mackinac City. You were expecting to do it in 24 hours. Took about 29 and a half straight through.
Yes, it did. We internally had adjusted our schedule a little bit just before we took off. I took a little closer look at it, and, you know, as the time approached. And so we ended up being maybe about an hour behind what I eventually came to think, you know, would be a likely outcome. But it was an just unmitigated success by all the people that joined in to pull it off.
Now, I assume there was a lot of fun amongst the team members along the way. Did you encounter the public as part of this trip north?
Oh, we did. We did. Now, keep in mind, I was only there for a portion of myself.
Because you had a team of riders.
We had a team of riders. We had over 50 people, and I think we had eventually, I believe, 6 people that captained the front of the piano bike. So I, you know, in case anybody thought that I rode that thing for 29 and a half hours straight, I didn't. I got my rest in the middle as I needed it. So there were parts of it that I missed, but certainly when I was there, yeah, we had some opportunities to stop the piano and surprise some people at the side of the road and play them some quick music. Couple families we did that for, and I heard through the rest of the team that there were some other just the atmosphere that surrounded it, David. It would just be, it's inexpressible. You couldn't exaggerate the just the passion and the fun and just
the enthusiasm
and the sense of teamwork. You know, really, it would just be impossible to exaggerate. You know, the expression "words fail me." That's where I am right now. I really, for once, I can't find the words to express my gratitude to all the well over 100 people that really had a direct impact on our success, that participated with us. And that's not mentioning the hundreds and hundreds of people that donated and put wind in our sails and became, you know, part of Joybox. So.
Well, once you got to Mackinac City, you took a little rest.
We did. I did.
You hopped over to St. Ignace, hit the marina, loaded up the trike and the piano and the instruments and the team on a barge, and then strapped yourself to that barge and swam across the Straits of Mackinac. Initially, it was going to be teams of 2 tethered in, and I saw at some points it got up to about 5 to pull the boat.
That's right. Our original projection was 3 at a time, and that's how we started. And eventually we had enough room for 5 to tether themselves to the boat, good choice of words, and then one on the back on occasion. I was on the back quite a whole lot, just kicking away with some fins, trying to keep the back of the boat keep the bow of the boat directly into the wind. So I was kind of a human rudder back there for a while. And everybody on that team, oh my gosh, I have never been part of such a team as that swim team. They really showed me something. I mean,
well, I can't imagine making it across the Straits of Mackinac without being tethered to a boat. But tether yourself to a boat and it's that much more difficult. And the weather kind of started turning as the day grew longer. And so got off to a quick start, and then it slowed down a bit. Took, what, about 9 hours to get across?
I think it was about seven hours.
7 hours, yeah.
And, you know, as you know, and I think many of your listeners realize, is that Patrick Campion from your station was with us the entire time and reporting on our progress.
Right.
And, yeah, it was, we were, you know, we should have been a little bit more careful. We were, just like Jim Dreyer warned us in when he tried to do it alone in 2015. His team was talking about lunch on the island and everything till things went awry. And the same with us. We were just scooting across there, you know, doing quite well as a team. Thank God for that team. And, we encountered, we got about 3/4 of a mile from land, very, very close, seemingly very, very close, and we stayed in one place for about an hour and a half. We came into a vicious current and a headwind. And for people that think that stuff is predictable, you know, oh, the current, they'll right. say in the Straits, there is no predictable current. It changes every inch of the chain of the Straits change every hour. There is no common current in any one place on the Straits. We've
learned. You know what? But there was never a moment where the team said, oh, we can't do it. Swimming in place for an hour and a half can be dejecting. Nonetheless, perseverance paid off.
I'm going to quote Bo Schembechler, the team. You know, I'm telling you, they just showed me so much. Yeah, so we did consider for a moment that, you know, Mother Nature was going to win, and we changed... We changed position slightly, changed our attitude, changed the attitude of the boat, and decided to give it one last effort. And we were able to succeed and touch shore on Mackinac Island after 7 hours.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Mark Braun, whom you may know better as Boogie Woogie Piano Great Mr. B. Mr. B and the Joy Box Express team of volunteers have completed a charitable effort called Sprint for Flint. The event raised money for the Youth Quest program in Flint. And let's not forget about that. That's what this really was all about, creating money and opportunity for athletic and music programs for underserved children.
Absolutely. I mean, that is what kept me going for the last 2 years. I mean, David, thanks for the time describing the actual event, but the preparations, the run-up that took us almost 2 years and planning, the number of days that I took off from my regular life to try to put some wind in this thing, and that is the reason we did it. And I have to say, with the thank of hundreds of people and your station and several others, we have done very, very well. But our funding effort isn't quite over. That's the last thing we're wrapping up. You know, we've done the ride, we've done the swim, we've done the playing, and we're just finalizing the giving, and probably around mid-October we expect to make our gift to Flint.
And the goal was $50,000?
We had an internal goal that I never made public, yes. That was a number I hoped to reach, and we're not making any absolute projections right now, but I'm quite confident that we've exceeded that goal. And but we're not done. There are still a number of independent fundraising efforts within the group. The community of Ann Arbor has supported our project, and they're, let's call it a sister city in Flint. There's not an official arrangement, but I couldn't be more impressed with the caring and the giving of people here in this community to extend a hand over to Flint, just to have really rallied. And, you know, it's not too late either. It's not too late.
Joyboxexpress.com.
Yep,
find all the information you need.
If you were waiting to find out, you know, if we had to prove our mettle and show you that we were actually going to do this before you wanted to make a gift of support, we have done so.
Well, as the team gathered for the last time before heading home, give me a sense of the collective sentiments as you said your goodbyes and parted ways after a most challenging athletic and charitable endeavor.
I think most of the people felt as I did. There was kind of just an overwhelming sense of gratitude to be a part of a group that had a common goal for something that was just so much larger than any one of us. It sounds trite to say, but sometimes the simplest things are the truest thing. And I think that simple sentiment, you know, is my most overwhelming feeling.
Was there any one particular moment that was most poignant in this two-week endeavor that turned out to be the Sprint for Flint?
Well, this is, you know, I think the truth is always the best tact, and there were elements of failure in our story, too. You know, it's pretty easy to tell our story and make it sound pretty heroic and that everything went perfectly well.
Never does.
But no, not anything worth doing. And, you know, there were aspects of it where I would like to have performed better, you know, and I'm not really willing to talk about them too candidly right now. But, you know, I have a lot of different memories about this, and it's strange to say memory. It's strange to believe that we're really almost wrapped up, and people are asking me what I'm going to do next. You know, I've unfortunately created kind of a track record of
sure.
these kind of spectacular events that our team has created now. And we're going to take some time. And I like the way you said it when I mentioned to you off air. We need to hit the pause button. We need to reflect and rest and let our minds rest so that we can have some creative ideas for what the future of Joybox Express is. And it could diverge from what we've done in the past. Anything is possible for us in the future now. But we have a lot of confidence as a group and as in a small organization. And after some time, we'll try to think about what we might do.
Well, I would imagine for all of the great moments along the trip, for all of the hardships, now that it's complete, you might still have the best moment of all when you get to hand over that check to the program leaders and kids and the Youth Quest program in Flint.
I think that'll be it. That was really my goal, and I think you're absolutely right. I'm very, very much looking forward to that moment, and it won't be too far away. And they've already gotten the big check for us, so I get to hold one of those things. I'm pretty excited about that.
Having your publisher clearinghouse moment.
That's right.
Mr. B, thank you for all you've done, and thank you very much for joining us here on this Labor Day.
Thank you to WEMU and all your listeners.
That is Mark Braun, Mr. B. And if you'd like to find out more or to donate to the Joybox Express Sprint for Flint charitable endeavor, all you have to do is go to joyboxexpress.com. You can also go to our website for all the information you need. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.